Some people put it on their heads and think that I'm really bad lately. This is called reverse osmosis.
I feel sort of dominated, you know. I mean, here I am sitting lower now. She's above us. Chief, do you want me to get you a book?
Nope. I'm the head type. Okay. It is a Friday, March 14th at 10:30 a.m. We're in an open administrative conference. All justices present and Dave Shanker, clerk of the Supreme Court and Court of Appeals. We start with 0714 in the amendment of SCR 70-14, subsection 2. Formalizing the vice chairperson position on PPAC. Any discussion?
I move that we grant the petition.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. As drafted, although I think the Legislative Reference Bureau made some changes, but they were looked all right. Did they do that here?
Yes, just a few technical things.
Okay, they looked all right to me. 715 in the matter of rules petition 715 in the matter of the proposed amendment to WSSTAT rule 80918 voluntary dismissal petition by the chief judge of the court of appeals. I've marked down some suggested revisions on the basis of the conversation from the bench. If the parties compromise or otherwise settle a matter in litigation, and instead of while the appeal is pending, prior to the issuance of the decision of the Court of Appeals, the appellant shall immediately inform the court, and I would add in writing signed by both parties, that the matter has been compromised or settled. I think that takes care of some of the problems you had, but I'm open to suggestions.
Did you say in writing? I'm sorry.
I did.
Okay.
I did. Signed by both, by all parties. I shouldn't say both because there could be more than two. By all parties. Because what you don't want is somebody saying that's in settlement. I mean, I've had these phone calls, and then maybe 3 months later, there is something that comes to the court in writing that says they have settled, they want the review dismissed. But before that, there's just no point in talking about it because sometimes the phone call is that they've started negotiation but really have not completed it. So that's what I think we should do. And then the harder question for me is what you want to do about the last sentence. You can drop it, because all it does is refer you to one, which is there anyway, so you don't need it. Number two, you can leave it as written. Number three, you can put in the word may. Those are your choices, but I'm assuming, and maybe that's a wrong assumption, but I'm assuming the court is willing to adopt some form of this notification provision. Is that right? Okay. The nods are enough here to indicate that. Yeah, Dave.
I think I would move the adoption of your first sentence.
Well, let's get that off the table. That, I think, may be easier. So we're going to say the appellant shall immediately inform the court in writing signed by all parties. That would be the modification there, but the prior modification is prior to the issuance of the decision of the Court of Appeals.
I have a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel strongly about, except for the last sentence of number two, I don't feel strongly about any of this. But I'm just wondering what the difference between one and two. For instance, if the parties come to an agreement, can't they say to the appellant, okay you know, just file a voluntary dismissal?
Yes.
And that, or it doesn't have
you don't
to
need
even
all
need
of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute. So number one, an appellant may dismiss a filed appeal by filing a notice of dismissal. So there is something in writing, and so I think that makes sense to number two have something in writing too to be
parallel. Well, you can use the same language. Instead of "shall immediate inform," you can say "file a notice of dismissal signed by all parties." Then you have it uniform. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. Doesn't matter. Okay. Dave, do you want to say anything else about this? No. Okay. Okay. As revised, that is, the appellant shall, and would you prefer inform or file a notice of dismissal signed by all parties? Okay. Shall inform the court in writing signed by all parties that the matter has been compromised or settled. Okay. If the parties compromise or otherwise settle the matter in litigation prior to the issuance of the decision of the Court of Appeals, the appellant shall immediately inform the court in writing signed by all parties that the matter has been compromised or settled. Can we go along with that? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. What do you want to do about sentence number two? I gave you three alternatives. Omit it. Do it the way it's written shall, do it the way it's written may. Is there a fourth alternative?
I don't think we should change